The system, Vista, is used to manage patient records throughout the VA healthcare system and in some private hospitals. In 2011, the department released the entire system into the open source software world, committing that Vista and any improvements VA made to it would be freely available to the public. But VA still needs to upgrade and modernize major components of Vista, like the system's scheduling module. So it's offering up $3 million prizes to developers who can deliver one that's compatible with the open source version of Vista. Roger Baker is the VA's chief information officer.
It's a different way of doing acquisition for us. It greatly reduces what we're buying. It greatly increases the selection that we have.
VA last tried to upgrade the scheduling system 4 years ago through a traditional IT acquisition process. It didn't work. Baker says the department spent more than $100 million developing requirements and procuring the new module and never got a usable result. This time, it's offering three prizes of $3 million each to any vendor who can deliver a product that's compatible with Vista and meets the department's testing requirements. It'll then go through a formal acquisition to determine which one to buy.
You know, we're really liking the prize side down here because I can picture vendors out there that wonder whether or not they want to get involved with the open source. When you put a $3 million prize out there, it's much easier for, let's say, their director of engineering to come in and say, hey, look, I can make our scheduling package compatible with the open source, and they're going to cover a lot of my costs to do it. And then we get to compete to sell them a license to our scheduling package for 153 VA facilities. And who knows how big that's going to be.
Baker says one firm has already submitted a successful candidate for the prize. Ultimately, he expects more applicants to participate than there are prizes available. It's still unclear how well the prize system will work, but Baker says if it does, the implications are huge for reducing government IT development costs.
You know, nobody's done this before inside of government. And we're looking to really see how this works. The risk reduction here is incredible. If I know that there are four scheduling packages that already work with Vista, all I've got to do is figure out how to choose amongst them. I don't have to worry about spending $127 million and getting nothing out of it anymore. And, you know, it's a dark blot on the VA development history, but it's a fact. And, boy, I want to stay as far away from that as I possibly can. But can you imagine doing the same sort of thing with all the different medical applications that we want to use and interface with Vista and with the IEHR?
The IEHR is a joint electronic medical record system VA is developing along with the Defense Department. And Baker says the idea could eventually get used for other huge IT projects in VA, like the Veterans Benefits Management System, the paperless claims system it's currently rolling out across the country.
I would ask the question, why would I not eventually make VBMS an open source benefits platform and start letting people interface their automated decision tools with it and potentially start selecting those to run with VBMS inside the VA? I think the combination of open source and prizes has some incredible implications for getting government out of bearing the sole risk of development to its requirements, and also getting government out of defining its requirements in such a unique way that nobody else uses them. I mean, let's remember, the real powerful thing about Vista is that it's used in private sector hospitals as well as in the VA. And so there's a reason for there to be an open source approach. I think there are a lot of other things government does that would fit that same model. And I'd love to see this be kind of the pipe cleaner for doing business a whole different way.
But for now, VBMS, the claim system, is suffering through some hiccups. The project, which is VA's effort to speed up veterans' benefits claims by eliminating the mountains of paper involved in the current process, hit a snag in December when VA expanded it to 18 of its regional offices. Users were suddenly confronted with huge performance issues on the system.
The mistake we made was introducing another system, the phone call center app, on the same infrastructure at the same time because it accesses the same data. We want to make certain that the claims people are seeing the same data that our phone service people are seeing and telling the veteran about. Inefficiencies in that system collided with VBMS. In late December, we separated them out entirely. We've had no performance issues on VBMS since we did that separation. And we have continued to have some performance concerns on the CRM platform. you know, but it is performing well, good response time at the offices, and, you know, we're going to start adding more offices on in February.
Baker says VA still plans to have the system deployed in all of its claims offices by December of this year. Where it's installed, new veterans' claims will be handled completely electronically. Existing claims will be handled and closed out on the old paper system. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.